Blog Talk Radio.
Salt and pepper's back, and we came to outwrap you, so get out my face before I smack you. Oh, don't you know? Can't you understand? If you mess with me, I'll take your man.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Ima Jante.
My co-host on the line, I have the Miss Mayhem.
What's going on, people?
The Newlywed.
Hello, hello.
Look at this.
New last name.
Matrimony. Tenderoni.
Lissy. And Dre Ho ass is here. And Ron is here.
Look at this nuptial nigga.
Listen. That's like, just out here just out here just saying vows and shit.
No,
yes. Ron, you were missed. You were missed.
Nigga.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed it. Okay. I apologize. I wanted to be there,
it's
but my
okay.
daughter's mother, she had a flare up with her thing, so I had daddy duty.
Oh, okay. But she's much better now.
Not much, but she's better. And next week, I have to give her a shout out too, because next week I'm on daddy duty again because she's graduating with her master's. So yeah.
Oh, she better do it.
Yeah, from Northwestern.
Oh. Okay.
Right. I inseminate smart holes.
Oh. Not smart. Okay.
At least one. At least one.
I want some pizza. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry, y'all. Is this what happens when you be fasting? And shit, you be hungry, you be thinking about food. He's like, I want some pizza, but I can't eat now because it's after a certain hour.
No, fuck you. How long on Wednesdays was I fasting and y'all niggas would tease me? No, nigga, you get no sympathy from me. None. None. Every fucking Wednesday we had a show.
Day.
Every fucking Wednesday
you
I fasted. This nigga. You need to get a sandwich. Remember that shit? You need to get a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
A sandwich. That's why she's quiet, because she know I'm right. She knows she get no sympathy from me when it comes to fasting.
Oh, God, nobody else. I'm hungry. Oh, my God. I'm hungry. 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 I'm hungry.
I'm done.
You can't be out here fighting the people. You can't be out here selling people pieces.
Take that. Okay, so we're here, and so tonight on the code, let me tell y'all this. Let me get out my car. We drink. Because we say inappropriate things, some people here like partaking of stuff, and we okay with it. We don't care. But yeah, we riding around and we get it.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, so tonight we are talking about jealousy. The ugly trait.
Dun, 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 dun.
Monster accompanied with envy and all of that, you know. That bitch don't even hang by herself. She always got jealousy and envy around her, you know. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we're doing. Like I said, I'm trying to get out this car. Go in here and find me some popcorn or some shit. But yeah.
Jealousy. And
first of all, I like definitely the ugly trait. Like, if you're jealous of some shit, you just like an ugly person all together. Because first of all, a lot of us are equipped with the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be jealous because I got a fat ass. I mean, you got an ass too, but you can go and do whatever
this
you need to do.
This nigga automatically goes to the posterior. This nigga take 47 fucking pictures, and she want to fucking tell niggas, you know what? I'm not even going to do this. I'm not going to do this.
47 All I'm going to say is I was minding my little business, and I had took a break from cleaning, and I said, let me just get on the Instagram. And I guess on the Instagram, and it's just Amaz's ass is the first thing I see. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because first of all, Hester, I dropped them in your inbox. But you already did.
I know. But what I'm saying was there was no warning
that
you were posting them today.
Right.
I didn't know you were posting them today. I was, like I said, I was minding my business, and I get on Instagram, and your post was the first thing that popped up. And I said, oh, okay, well, this is what we doing today. This is what we doing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So my dude was like, yo, you seen that bullshit on Facebook? I said, what bullshit you talking about? He said, they got the gay shit in the corner again. I said, what you talking about? So he said, pull out your phone. No, you know what I'm saying? I put up my phone. He said, you see that right there in the corner? I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess they on there. You know what I'm saying? It must be somebody's month this month. I don't know. And then I look down. And I see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, look at all this ass. And then he looked down and he saw you. And he was like, look at all that ass. I was like, oh, this.
And I said, okay. So now my question is, so you posted the pictures, right? And it's a very nice picture. I'm not going to say it's not a nice picture. It's very nice. Like, I like it.
Very
However,
nice.
What is your
very
inbox
nice.
Looking like now? Like, so what is happening in your inbox? And not only that, like, what is happening in your text messages? Because I feel like somebody's son was like, wait a minute. I'm just trying to get some understanding.
Okay, so I will gladly bring all your understanding together. I have to meet y'all for a second because I need to be able to get out together first. My inbox. Well, because first of all, I have, you know, the inbox, a DM, and my text message, right? Let me grab me some liquor right quick. I'll have some liquor in the refrigerator.
This is an alcoholic answer. When a nigga give you an alcoholic answer, you know it's going
to
be a good one.
I can drink. Y'all
okay,
know.
This about to be juicy. This about to be
y'all
real.
Y'all know I don't never get to drink on the show like that because I'm always gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm home. And guess what a bitch about to do? I'm about to grab you a fucking drink. Okay?
Okay.
Because my homegirl had picked some liquor the other day at her house, and she said, hey, get you one of your big water bottles.
I don't give a fuck about the liquor story, nigga. You're sidetracked. Back to the original fucking answer, nigga.
Okay.
Your inbox, nigga. Fuck the liquor story.
Okay, so... Okay, so let's start with Facebook. Let's start with the Facebook inbox, right? So
the old nigga inbox.
What'd you say? The old nigga inbox. You stupid. So a dude I used to talk to in high school. Y'all, I've been out of high school, 22 years at this point? So he's like, damn, when can we get together? Ain't you married? He was like, nah, but we've been together for 20 years. No, nigga, you've married. 20 years is a long fucking time to be fucking the same motherfucker. That's a long time. And y'all not married. So he was like, yeah, let's get together sometime. I was like, I would like to decline that. He's like, whenever you home, you know, we can get together. I was like, I'm only home maybe 1 or 2 days out the week. He said, well, when on them 1 or 2 days I could come scoop you up. I'm gonna be asleep. He was like, will you not sleep? I'm working at Walgreens. Listen, nigga, I'm gonna tell you like this here. That shit you used to give out in high school ain't some shit that I'm gonna want.
Oh Lord.
It's a whole different ball game at this point. I'm grown. I done some grown ass shit. And this shit don't pop like it pop different now. Somebody just sit your ass down. So then
all the way down.
All the way down. So then this other nigga, not only did he jump in my DM, he jumped in my inbox on my Facebook too.
Another old
nigga. Talking about some, so when you gonna start acting like you want me to come and wife you up? When you stop entertaining all these hoes? Listen, the level of ridiculousness today in my inbox. Nigga, I got time. I'm at Walgreens by myself. All I'm doing is sitting up here at the front. I got time today. Then, this little corny-ass nigga from before, who I stopped talking to him because he clicked over. When I was talking to him on the phone one night, he clicked over and he started having a whole other conversation. And I could hear, for whatever reason, I could hear the conversation that he was having with some other chick. And I was like, yo, the fuck is going on? So I was like, oh, this nigga don't even know.
Oh,
how
no. Oh, so he merged. Instead of him clicking over, he merged the calls. Stupid.
Right. And so I'm like, yo. And so he talked about him. So what you looking for now? I'm looking to continue to get these hours at work. I'm good. Like, so then, now, I did get some text messages. Remember I told y'all my cousin got a baby with a dude I used to date in college? Remember this story? Okay, so he texted me talking about, so I need this picture for my personal pleasures. I said, but you just sent me the picture, so that means you already got it. So what the fuck are you talking about? Like, he literally sent me the picture talking to me, I need this picture for myself. Clearly, you took it off Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so how much have you
done?
Listen, I got time today. Now, I've only entertained about 2 people, like, for real. But that's because they done seen this ad, and they done thrown, I done thrown it a sucker for them. But other than that, what? I mean, the man in the suit has.
All right, nigga, close your door. Close your door, nigga.
Right. Nigga, you out there hoeing in the streets. Close your goddamn door. Or mute your goddamn phone. So, I mean, I threw my ass in a circle for them two before. So, yeah. And then, or actually 3 of them. And then one of them was like, so you just going to throw naked pictures on the Facebook and the Instagram? I said, I'm not naked. Naked to me is you seeing some nipples, some ass cheeks for real, like the whole full ass with nothing covering it and some pussy pics.
A little bit of monkey meat.
You know
not
what I'm
monkey
saying?
Meat.
Monkey meat. You see monkey meat, you're naked.
But you don't see none of it because it's a classy. It's a classy picture. You know? I'm ignorant.
I mean, but classy or not classy, it really doesn't matter. You know how many niggas have yacked off to your fucking image in the last 18 hours?
I know. I mean, maybe two. Specifically.
She said two, but like she know. But the rest of them,
I mean, I know exactly who did. I know exactly. Matter of fact, I mean, if I probably text them and be like, hey, can I get a video or some shit? They probably wouldn't send
right.
me some shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
can
I
get the
behind-the-scenes
uncut video?
Right. They like, so, and what's crazy is that, you know, I only posted one picture. This, I got more pictures. But I don't.
You know.
I know they're not for the internet. They're not for the street. You know?
I told you.
And
I told you.
And what's
oh, well, guess what?
What's
guess
crazy?
What they for? Guess what they for? They for my inbox. That's what they for. They
you
for my
seen
inbox.
Them? I'm already seeing
you already
them.
Seen?
Oh, okay then.
Mm-hmm. Be,
I
no,
like
nigga.
Never mind.
Be, what you, all right. I'm about to teach you the game. You ready for game? You ready for game, Amash?
I'm ready.
Since we realize you have the ability to go from here to there at a moment's notice for relatively easily and relatively cheap, correct?
No, here for what you mean from point A to point B, B by plane?
What the fuck else you think I'm talking about? About fucking teleportation?
Nigga, I don't know. Because, nigga, I'm hungry. I'm delusional. I'm trying to...
But well, what you don't do is you take some of those weekends you got off, the weekend before that, you put a picture out. Now niggas want to fly you out on your off weekend. You see what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. I don't need you to fly me out. What I need you to do is get me a 5-star hotel room.
Talk that shit, nigga. Talk that shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No. Yes, we need two keys, but I'm going to have both of the keys, sir. Tell me.
Listen.
So what? You do one, you know what I'm saying, Labor Day, week before Labor Day, boom, Labor Day jaunt to the Maldives. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You do one. You know what I'm saying? Before Columbus Day, boom.
I'm going to give me an old
excursion to Tulum. See what I'm saying?
Man, these niggas work at Home Depot. They ain't going to sign going
to that. Not Home Depot.
You know what? I'm not wasted my fucking energy and my ears on this nigga because she is stupid. She said, these niggas fucking pedal lumber, nigga.
Oh, man. Like, but
it's money and tools,
though.
Nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, there might be some situations right now that they'd be like, hey, I mean, you trying to come see me or what?
And even if it ain't
another
no money
nigga,
in it, the niggas got
nigga
fucking
I used to
thing.
Fuck with in college. So he had played overseas or whatever. He live in Colorado right now. This nigga jumped in my DM on Instagram. Nigga, I ain't heard from you since God knows when. What the fuck you doing here? Now keep in mind.
Well, okay, y'all.
Listen, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no, I mean, I got a man, but I ain't got a man. But that nigga 7 foot tall. I don't mind climbing that motherfucker.
Now, we having a hot girl summer? Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey, look.
Hey. I told him.
What?
When I walked in the house yesterday, she said, oh, nigga, I'm about to upstage these bitches. I said, what you about to do? She said, I'm about to upload this picture, and I'm about to have a long little message with it. I said, okay. I said, what picture? She didn't tell you which one she was going to post. I said, okay, you're going to post a half-naked picture. I know that. And it's Freaky Friday. I said, I know you didn't break that. See, that's the part that shot me. You didn't put no freaky shit on there. I was waiting on it. Because I was like, okay. You put the black and white joint up. I said, I looked at the mic. I was like, oh, I'm already at 2:30. And it ain't even 5 o'clock. I was like, oh. And then I started looking at the comments. And I noticed a certain little dude was liking certain people's comments. I was like, this dude here.
I was like, yeah. The nigga was like, ma'am, put your clothes on like that. And then he hit the like button on her shit. And then I was like, okay, these comments are getting, I see a bunch of women commenting. I said, I only see a couple of dudes. And I was like, the niggas think they slick. Them niggas ain't going to say nothing on this post. They going to jump and slap her goddamn inbox. So I was like, man, I've been up down inbox and studied. That motherfucker like house party. This is shoulder to shoulder in that motherfucker pack. Niggas fighting
for the shit.
Listen.
Not shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder
house
to shoulder.
House party, nigga.
I'm talking about a house party, the movie. You know how cold, how tight it was in that damn party when they were jumping up and down, dancing and shit? I was like, this nigga need to charge a damn cover charge getting her inbox today. Because I guarantee you can make about $900.
I had this one nigga, right? He talking about some, why I ain't see these pictures first? I said, you got a privilege? The fuck? Why would I send these to first?
Yeah, the truth, Shane, the devil. I bet your damn bell got on your damn nerves. I bet that bell was going, bing, bing.
I was trying to take a nap. And that little bird... So when I get Facebook update, it's a little bird that chirps. But when my inbox go off, you know, it's that ding. So that was going off simultaneously. I said, I'm about to turn this motherfucker phone off because I was tired. I was sleep good last night.
Basically, your new ringtone is ring my bell.
You can ring my bell. You cannot. You cannot. I'm eating my popcorn. You cannot.
Ring my bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. That nigga bell was just going the fuck off. I bet the bell, between the bell and the bird, I bet them niggas was tired as shit today.
Mm-mm. And you know both of my phones are connected to my Facebook.
What did she do?
Listen, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
I mean, seriously, did you have to write fucking 37 fucking sentences?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, look, that's the part that tripped me out. I was like, I bet ain't none of them niggas looking what the fuck she was saying. I bet they
ain't
taking their pictures.
Dre,
the phone.
You said she wrote the shit, whoop-de-whoop. I said she wrote something on that picture? So I went back to the shit.
Exactly.
I said, oh, shit, not only did she write shit, but she got to fucking see more. Know what I'm saying? I got to glimpse more to see, nigga.
Nigga,
the only thing I saw. Nigga.
When I seen it say see more, I said, okay, she probably got like a little bit left under. I said, this nigga done wrote a whole goddamn novel. I said, ain't none of those niggas listening to what the fuck she was saying. That they went straight to the picture and started licking and inboxing.
I was like, yo, she got a fucking, is there verbiage to this picture? Didn't know. Let me investigate. Oh, shit, this nigga got a, This nigga. There are words that have been said that cut deep, but you never saw me bleed. Wait, but you never saw me bleed from. I suffered a broken heart all while my heart was kept beating. The things that were sent to destroy me built me. Funny. You walk around miserable and continue to thrive. Karma has a way of doing this thing. She does when she dishes it out. In spite of misery. This nigga, what the fuck is this nigga? Yo, this nigga is awesome. You know what you should have wrote, Dre? Fuck you bitches. That's what you should have said. Three words, nigga.
So basically, you just said fuck these hoes. Like, that was a long way to put fuck these hoes. Like, you could have just said kiss my yellow ass and then hit period. This helper basically, she politely told these motherfuckers. Fuck y'all, kiss my ass, suck my left kitty to make the right one jealous, you son of a bitches. This is what she fucking said. Like,
oh, did I say that? I said what I said.
Yeah, I know you said what you said, but you could have said that shit in 8,000 less fucking characters.
Characters?
Yep.
That's not a fact, Ron. She could have just stuck up the middle finger emojis and been like, period.
Thank you.
Yep, you could have took up the middle finger emoji and been like, fuck y'all. Those are like, middle finger, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And then hit period.
Oh, you better be
glad.
And
then, wait.
About I didn't buy this ass. You better be glad. Y'all better be glad.
Wait, but then she could have went to YouTube. Put a link to fucking Tupac's song, Fuck All Y'all.
Look, this is the catcher, though. After she posted the picture, she's going to post that punk-ass name Beyonce picture talking about always stay gracious, best revenge is on paper.
Hey,
in your paper. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. So, ma'am, so you going to drop this picture and that long-ass dissertation. And then you just going to say the best revenge is your pep. So you're not even going to follow up with another pic. Now it's Beyonce. Okay.
Y'all want me to drop another picture?
You make it sound like it's a fucking single. Yo, when your next picture coming out.
That damn pose, like she get like her damn neck cramping and shit. With her hand behind her neck, like her neck cramping. Like she's like, my neck.
Son,
she
looked like she just came home from work. She had a hard day at work. She looking out the window.
Like,
know what I'm saying? Because
so
when she got
sore.
Home, this nigga was fucking the neck, was fucking the maid. So now she beat their ass and she looking at them as they fucking limp down the fucking driveway. And she like,
wait.
That was too much?
How?
That was too much?
Just a little.
My bad. It's the weed. It got me thinking.
It's okay. We know.
Yeah, but that was like, and all that shit that I read was 1/8 of it. Right. Yes, that shit was mad long, son.
No, it's not. No.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
Here's
we still fuck
thing.
With you, and
here's
we agree with everything you said, whether we understand it or not.
I said what I said. And I meant it.
I'm sure you did.
We understand. We just wanted you to say it in a little less words. That's all.
Thank you.
You know,
everybody here knows that it only would have took three words. One of them would have been fuck. The second one would have been either you or y'all or some derivative of pointing the finger at y'all motherfuckers. And then the last one would have been exactly how raunchy you want to be. heifers, chicks, haters, bitches. You know what I mean? That's, but that's,
I'm telling you,
that's just three fucking words.
Holes. Fuck these holes.
This nigga got 8,700 other words for no fucking reason.
There's a reason. My words.
No, there's no reason. You know why it's no reason? Because every nigga that seen that picture didn't know those words existed. Iman, I didn't know they. Listen, listen. Can I tell you something? I'm gonna tell you something. You're a sexy, beautiful woman. I don't look at you sexually. However, that picture right there, that bitch could get it.
I hate it here.
I'm just saying.
Why do I talk to your ass? Why? And do I talk to you?
And look, and out of all the comments that the dudes make, I only found one that was on Instagram. He was like, very well said. Keep elevating, sis.
Very well said.
Wait a minute, let me go see.
And then the other dude said, I've been telling you that for years. I'm like, these niggas is thirsty as hell.
You've been telling her what for years. She just said that she cried tears you ain't see. So if you ain't see the tears that she cried and the heart that was broke, how the fuck could you tell her something?
Okay, the one who said, very well said, keep elevating, sis. We grew up in the same area. Like, he went to the same high school as I did. We grew up together. So he definitely looks at me like a little sister. The other dude, yeah, he's trying to get his ass.
I bet he ain't looking
at you
like a
little sister tonight. Dre, you met his brother. Remember homecoming, the dude I went to high school with that was around me the whole time and kept buying me drinks?
Oh,
and I told you I had a crush on him?
The
one I had a crush on in high school. But I'm like, nigga, I'm grown now. That crush don't probably exist. I mean, you still cute and shit, but you got a whole wife at home. Nigga, I will fuck your soul up. Fucking with me. That's his brother who said that, the elevating stuff. Yeah,
yes.
That's his brother. Now, if you show your brother that picture, I might be tempted to put my ass on him and throw it in a circle.
Now, hold on. So those were the two male comments that you had on there that you saw, Dre, that talked about anything about the comments, right?
Yeah, them the only two. Everybody else.
Only two.
See, it was all female
right.
From what I saw.
No, it's not, because it was one,
female,
two, three,
most
four,
of the likes,
five,
most
six,
of the likes was dude.
Seven.
Imaj,
the man
I didn't
like
even
it.
Know that there were fucking words associated to the post, nigga. I looked at the picture. My man was over my shoulder. He looked at the picture. I'm sure he didn't know that there were any fucking words there either. Because all of a sudden, that nigga started grunting and making guttural sounds and shit.
What? He was touching
himself? Oh, my God. Because I had my phone out, and he had shown me some shit, and I scrolled down and looked at it, and I'm... Neck. It's... Hand all on the neck, upper lumbar area.
Shut up. I'm posting more tomorrow. What?
Tell her.
I ain't got shit to do anymore.
I appreciate you for asking that question. Because that, see, you got some insight. See, marriage must have given you some insight, girl, because you on point. You on point. That was a good question about the inbox. I didn't even think about that.
What?
I knew it had to be some shit, because she, and then it wasn't even... It was the way that it was done. So it was a regular post before it. She dropped the picture, walked off, then came back and was like, you know what? I'm going to post Beyonce. Then didn't post shit else. And then she started talking about the show. I was like, she didn't give somebody a heart attack.
But then, look, the last post that I made says, wait a minute. What did it say?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, I'm in the top one. It says, what you be doing to these niggas? A nigga that want to see what I be doing to niggas. And so I said, sir, go sit your ass in the corner with the rest of them. We be talking about stars and shit.
I'm done.
I said this one here. That's how I know. That right there was like, okay, yeah, that inbox is lit. I knew right and there when I saw that, I said, she cutting up today. That's okay, though. Go ahead, friend. Cut up.
That's why I was like, boy, I said, man, I was like, golly. I was like, when she come home, I got to ask her how many damn inboxes are here. I said, I know her goddamn bill got on her nerves today.
Ting. Ting.
And I didn't post it until noon because I went and got my stomach done this morning. And I told, you know, my specialist, I said, hey, girl, I'm going to drop these pictures later. And she was like, which one are you going to drop? So I showed it. She was like, okay, all right, I'm here for it. Listen.
I'm here for it. Oh, here she go, fucking co-signing the fuckery.
Oh, please believe me. My homegirl saw, like, they saw the pictures before I even, like, Keisha Taylor saw them before I even posted them. And I told them, and I said, I think I'm thinking about dropping one of the black and white ones. And they was like, do it. I was like, okay, that was back on what? They told me that on Wednesday.
I remember the joints that you put in the thing, and I'm like, all right. So I know you got a bunch of them, but.
Mm-hmm. I could probably drop one.
I can drop one
for a while.
But
what? Some of them don't belong on the internet.
Oh, God.
Well,
I got
this. She about to make
shit.
You go in the corner. You better cool it.
I'm saying, when I first met a Mize, we ain't even fuck with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then they get to the point where you don't even look at a motherfucking sexual, then you see something. I mean, technically, we ain't family. I mean,
I hate it here.
I mean, you know, we virtual family, but we ain't real family.
Right. It ain't genetic, nigga. Oh, shit. I was like, all right. Let me get out of here. Let me scroll down. Let me get past this. Let me get past this moment. I rebuke these pictures.
I rebuke my pictures.
I rebuke
these. In whose name? Because I don't know if you, I don't think you believe in Jesus.
You ain't believe in Jesus. Why you got Jesus seeds?
Dummy. So, let's get to Keisha Taylor's part of the topic. Jesus knows so we can get out my inbox.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. So I noticed a couple of things, like with this whole wedding shenanigans. I really didn't pay attention to it at the time, but, like, now that I've, like, the dust has settled, it was like, oh, that was, like, some real dumb shit
time.
That you did. We did.
I swear to God.
And I want to tell you, friend, I don't know if you remember. This was some years ago. I remember when we first started the show and we were talking about something. I said, you know what? I'm going to come dance at your wedding. And you said, I'm going to come dance at your wedding. And all these years later, you kept your word. And I appreciate that. I really do. And I know I didn't get a chance to talk to you and sit down and, like, have a full-blown conversation with you, but I really appreciate
that
friend, because that was a week. That was a week, because I remember you said you was here, there, and everywhere else, and you still showed up.
I told you I was going to be there. I am a person of my word. Even though I had to jump seat there, girl, I ain't even had no regular seat on the goddamn plane. I had a jump seat. I was there. But I was going to get my friend down the aisle. I was going to fight if I had to. And look, I was one of the first ones there.
Yes.
I was one of the first ones. So I was on time.
Yes, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Listen, honey. I was up. Yup. But okay. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's people get jealous around them times, and they be like, you know what? You fucking bitch. I don't need you here. I don't need you for the rest of my life.
Yes. Yes, and it was like, it really, and you know what, it wasn't even that it was the female. Like, I didn't realize, like, Mark and his friend, Vincent, like, his oldest friend, he was supposed to come, but his son is, his teenage son is having a baby. So he went to their baby shower in Vermont and did not come. But his loud, ratchet-ass girlfriend came.
Which one was that?
Yeah.
The one with the
yeah.
hair scarf?
That loud one with that red hair and them all them colors? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She showed up.
She looked out of place. She looked out of place. I was just looking like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like, she came,
and I was just like.
Can
I say this, though? Are they, like, a couple?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then,
but why didn't she go to Vermont?
Well, no. I get it. Like, if this household has two events that this household thinks is important, I can see how you send one delegate to one and one delegate to the next. I'm not saying that's what they did, but I'm just saying if that's what they did, that kind of makes sense.
But here's the thing, though. Like, so that's not his, that's not the kid's mother. That's just his girlfriend.
That's why she didn't go there. Right. And so she goes there. Makes sense.
And it was like, okay, like I wasn't too in my feelings about it or whatever. But like as we, you know, like we started talking, like once we got back home and everything, and you know, it really bothered me because he really was upset because you know his two best friends weren't there. Like one of his oldest friends was there, which was our DJ. They've been friends since forever and a day. Like they used to DJ together. Like that's how long they've been friends. And he was like, you know, he didn't show up or whatever. And he was like, I really do think it's because he's jealous. And I said, well, you know, he said that, you know, he had already started making comments, like his girlfriend had already started making comments like, well, he got her a ring. I don't got a ring. This is that and the third. And like, I guess he felt like, you know, he didn't have to show up or anything. And I really was like, oh man, that like, that's messed up. Like that's your best good friend. Like he should have been there. And then he was saying that, you know, his oldest son is having a baby. So he went to the baby shower. So his kids live in Vermont with their mother. And he lives in Jersey with his girlfriend and her kids. Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, well, you're not going to take your new bitch up to your son and your ex's event. So, I mean, whatever.
No. The baby mother wasn't the one that was giving it. It was the son's
girlfriend,
the one that's pregnant.
But she's gonna be there
because he lives with them.
And so the mom is not really involved in the situation.
Yes and no.
Okay.
But he don't live with her. Like even though like they went out there to go like to stay with her, but he wound up moving in with the girlfriend. Like I said, they're teenagers. So the girlfriend stayed at home with her parents. It's a mess. It's a whole mess. I'm like, so you just gonna let you just gonna be okay with this whole situation? Okay. At first, I was like, wait. So the kids is moving to Vermont with their mom, and so he gonna stay in Jersey? Okay. All right then. So, yeah. And then, like, I was going through the pictures maybe, like, a couple of days ago, and I was like, she really came with all the colors and loud.
Mm.
Like, I really looked at the picture. I was like, you really? Like, it was champagne gold and navy blue.
Mm-hmm.
And you really came with all the colors. I didn't think about it at the time because I had been drinking. Like, when I first saw her.
Your ass was, let me tell you, you was drunk. That's your first.
Okay. Having a whole party. I was having a whole party. I was having a party before I walked down the aisle. I was having a party while I was walking down the aisle. I had a party after I said my vows. I messed up part of my vows because I couldn't get it out. When I got back inside after we did the paperwork, I had a whole party. I just,
whoa,
I had a whole
nigga,
party.
You fucking up now. You still drunk?
No.
Party.
I had a whole party.
And you know what? And I asked, I said, like, what you been drinking? Look. I said, what you been drinking? She said, that stuff you put in my bag. What?
That's why you put it in the bag. That's not why you put it in the bag.
That's exactly why I put it in the bag.
Exactly.
Listen,
but you know what? Here's the thing, though. I needed it because let me tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, we had, when we started planning, they didn't want to come. Yes, our little ones, our three little ones, they didn't want to come. They wanted to go to the babysitter. So we set up the babysitter for them and everything else. Like, okay, that's fine. Whatever, you know, I ain't about to argue with you. So I barely sleep Friday night. So Saturday morning I get up and I'm like, okay, I'm getting showered, everything. I was like, okay, it's time for me to go. Let me just call to make sure, you know, to double check that she's coming. Call goes straight to voicemail.
Oh, man.
Straight to voicemail. So I said, okay, maybe it's my phone.
Hmm.
You know, let me try on his phone. I call her straight to voicemail.
Hmm.
So at this point, I need to leave to get to the venue. Like, I got to be there. So I'm like, okay. He's like, just keep calling. We'll figure it out. We calling everybody that we know that's not coming to this wedding. Could you please, can you help us out? Everybody, oh, I'm busy. I did da, 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 da. Okay, fine. So he says, you know what? I'm just going to have to bring him. So by this time, the girl is almost done with my makeup. I said, okay, bring him. So as soon as she's done with my makeup, my Candace, she gets her makeup done. While she's getting her makeup done, Supreme's girlfriend takes me to Target. I get to Target, right? I still have on my bride robe and, like, shorts. And that's it. I'm in Target, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, congratulations. I'm like, thank you. Where is somebody that works here? I get to the kid department, and I'm like, okay, listen, I need some help. I got to dress three kids. I got about 10 minutes to get all this done. She said, well, how old are they? I said, the boys are 7, and the girl is 10. She was like, okay. She was like, you want long sleeves or short sleeves? I said, short sleeves. So we grabbing stuff. So we get all of this stuff. And then I guess she calls somebody because by the time I get to the front, the lady is shuffling me along. They put me through the line, and I was able to get out.
Mm.
So I got out of there. She takes me back to the venue. I get back to the venue before they get there. So as soon as they pull up, they bring them to me. I dress them. I say to my daughter, I say, hey, do you want to change your shoes? She was like, no, because I like these. I was like, but baby, you have on sneakers. She was like, I know. I like them. They're mine. I was like, well, do you want to take your socks off? She was like, ew, why would I do that? I was like, because you have on white socks and you have your dress is not long enough to cover your socks. She was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, okay. Okay, fine. Okay. So that's how they wind up coming. And then till this day, I still haven't spoken to the babysitter. Till this day.
I'm done.
Still no answer. Still straight to voicemail.
I haven't been to, she in the jail, huh?
I have no idea. No idea. And this is not some random person. Like, she's been watching the kids since they were little. Like, since, like, the boys have been newborns. Like, she's been watching them. So it was like, what would cause you to do that? And then if it was something that you felt like, however you felt, like when I called to confirm with you long beforehand, like that was something you could have expressed.
Right.
Know what I mean? Like when I asked you if you didn't want to do it, you could have said that because I asked you months ago. And then still, when I checked in with you the week before, if it was something that you didn't want to do, you still could have said, I don't want to do that. Nothing. And it's still, you know what? Everything still worked out. Everything was fine. Everybody still had a blast.
Yep.
And that's all that mattered. Yep.
But
when I tell you I was toe up,
now you did have us sitting out in the smoking heat, and I almost died.
No, that wasn't my fault. That was not my fault because let me tell you what happened. I got everybody ready. I got myself ready, and then the wedding planner came to me. And she said, "Okay, let me know when you're ready." I'm ready, ma'am. I'm ready to go. It's go time. And then I didn't, crickets, nothing. Okay, do I go outside? Do I stay inside? I'm like, I don't want to be inside because I don't want him to think I ain't coming. Like, I'm coming. So then I said, okay. So then she said, all right, you could come out now. I said, okay. So then we started, I think the Supreme's girlfriend took like two pictures of us, and then she was like, you go ahead, ready, walk down the aisle. Then they was like, wait, and then she was like, okay, go. And then she was like, wait, and I was like, what is happening here? What is going on? So it wasn't my fault because I was ready because I was like, I don't want him thinking I ain't coming. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. I'm in route. I'm here.
We was bad. We was hot. We was sweating in places that didn't belong with sweat.
I know. I know. And when I got outside and I seen Supreme girlfriend, I felt so bad for her. Her little self. She was. But when I got outside, she was all red. I said, you poor baby. And she did an amazing job with the pictures.
She did.
She sure did. She did an amazing job. I said, okay. And when they came in, I was like, look at them. Like, they were so cute. I said, look at them. She came in with her navy blue dress. And she came in and she was like, oh. She was like, congratulations. And then she came in with her little camera thing. And she put it down and she said, I'm going to take some pictures. I'll be back. And I said, okay. And she was everywhere. She was everywhere taking pictures. I didn't see her again until I was like, I need somebody to take me to Target. Take me to a Walmart or a Target. I got kids to dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she did an amazing job. it was like, it was just one of those things. And it still worked out. And it was still a lot of fun. And I told her one thing that I know that we didn't want. We didn't want a lot of stage pitches. I did not want posed pitches. I really didn't. I cannot stand posed pitches. I want pictures of everybody laughing. I want pictures of everybody smiling. Like, I want pictures of everybody just doing natural stuff. And that's exactly what she got. And she did an amazing job. And I know Supreme was mad at Justin because Justin was trying to take his girlfriend. Like, he was sitting next to her and everything. So I went over to give them some cupcakes, and she was trying to get Supreme to dance. Now, he can play basketball, but my baby can't dance. So he was like, so she was really trying to get him to dance, and he was like, no, I don't do that. Justin was like, but I dance.
Yeah, he did. Because he said, come on, let's dance.
He said, I dance. And then next thing I know, it was them three on the floor. And I said, well, okay then. All right. He's like, yo, like, he's really in her face. And I was like, yeah. You know how he do. He see something, he going to say something.
Oh, Lord, he a little ladies man.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Now, Ian said, listen, I'm not talking to none of y'all. I am here for the food. Where are the plates? I said, Ian, are you having a good time? He said, I want another plate. I said, you want some more to eat? He said, yes. I said, okay. Let's get you some more to eat. As he was at the table in her own little world, only thing she wanted was that soda. That's all she wanted. So I'm going to have this soda, and that's it. She said, I'm going to get it while I can because I know when I get home, I'm not going to get no more. This is true. You not. But it was a good time. It really, really was a good time. And I'm going to tell you, oh, my God, I was so tore up when I left out of there. Don't you know I fell asleep in the car on the way to the hotel?
Tag. It's a motherfucking tag. You got in the car with sleep.
I sure enough did. I don't even know when I fell asleep. But what I do know is when I woke up, we was in New York, and I was like, okay then. Okay. And even with that, like, it was so cool because we got there, we got to the hotel, we checked in, and we really sat and took a breather, and then we just hung out. Like, the hotel, we stayed at the W, and it was just the restaurant downstairs had just opened. They opened the week before. They did their reopening the week before. So the restaurant in the hotel is Dos Caminos, I think it is. It's a Mexican place. Oh, my God. Them margaritas. That's all we had all weekend was them damn margaritas. Margaritas. That's all we had. And we really just did some, like, we really did tourist stuff. Like, we went on a cruise around the city and stuff. Like, we just did tourist stuff, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. It was really a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you had a good old time.
I did.
And like I said,
I'm glad you did.
I was forced to get rid.
I see you was a little busy. You was busy that weekend. You was out here.
No, I wasn't. So listen.
Yes.
So let me tell you the story behind these pictures.
Okay.
So, I have a Facebook friend who, for whatever reason, she likes to try to compete with me on some type of weird-ass level. And I have to remind people that I am not the one for you to compete with.
especially when it comes down to this clothes situation. Because my closet will produce some shit that you never thought was in there. Okay? That's one. Sometimes in a conversation with one of our other friends or whatever, and she was like, so, because I think that week I dropped one of my other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she had put up a picture kind of like it. And we was like, yo, is she trying to compete with some shit that she don't need to be competing with? Like, get to your lane, stay there, because it's like what you want to run into. And so when I posted the picture of my selfie and what I had on, an hour later, she did the same thing. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? So when I got back to the hotel, I kid you not, I had took my clothes off. I had put my little shorts on, crawled my ass in the bed. I was having this conversation. I said, she was like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I said, you know, no, I'm about to get up. I'm about to comb my hair. I'm about to throw this outfit on. And I'm about to just dead this bitch real quick. And then I'm going to get back in this bed. Exactly what I did. I ain't going nowhere. I door dashed my food there all weekend. I ain't going nowhere. Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
I got up Sunday. Because the hotel was a little shopping center back there. So I was like, well, I'm going to throw on some clothes. I'm going to go walk back here to the shopping center. There was a World Market back there. I mean, they got Clearly Canadian soda. I'm going to walk back there and give me some Clearly Canadian. There was an Ulta back there. Let me go back in and see if I need some makeup and some shit. And so that's what I put on the little shorts with the white top and my little sandals. I was like, bitch, real quick. I was back in that room back within an hour, then put my pajamas back on. Listen.
Lord.
I don't come to play with
like,
these clothes.
I'm like, wait a minute. She is busy. Okay. I'm not mad.
Going? I ain't going nowhere but my room and to the stove. I'm being real honest. Yup, I ain't doing anything. Matter of fact, what else I do? Did I wash my hair? I washed my hair when I got there. Yep. When I got there Friday, while I was waiting on you, I washed my hair. Oh, yeah, I ain't do nothing. Nope. Like I said, I door dash.
Speaking of Friday, I didn't even tell you about what happened Friday. So
you told me about the cupcakes.
I told you I ordered the cupcakes and the chocolate-covered strawberries. I ordered them from my job, right? They called me first thing in the morning and said, I have a question
about your order. I said, okay. They said, so the frosting is supposed to be champagne-colored in navy blue, not pink, right? I said, no, not champagne pink. Just the color champagne, like the gold. She was like, oh, well,
there was a mix-up, and your cupcakes have the wrong frosting. I said, okay. She said, we're going to remake them for you. You can still pick them up at 5. I said, okay. So I finished running around doing everything I'm supposed to do. I get my nails done. I get my feet done. All this other fun stuff. So here I go to the job to pick up these cupcakes. So there's a picture. It's an edible picture that's on top of the cupcakes. It's supposed to say our initials and the date. When I tell you I got them cupcakes and the girl did all the cupcakes navy blue, and what she did was the picture that was the edible picture that was supposed to go on top, she decided she wasn't going to do that. She decided that she just was going to write what was on the picture on top of the cupcakes. I stood at that job for almost
2 hours while they fixed my cupcakes. I was supposed to take them straight to the venue And I wind up getting them there, like, by the skin of my teeth. Because they had an event that night. So luckily they were there. I did not get to the venue to drop that stuff off until, like, damn near 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. When I tell you I was pissed, I was pissed. Like, mortified. I was so mad. Like, I was so heated. And then, like, they were really, I was like, how did you mess this up? Like, this was like, I set this up like months ago. How did you still mess this up?
So people rag me.
I was like, this cannot be happening.
Oh, Lord, how long out of there?
And I'm like, at this point, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Mark is like, well, what are you doing? Like, what's the matter? Like, what's going on? I'm like, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. He was like, so they not making you the cupcakes? I'm like, yeah, but they're making, they have to fix it. Like, I'm not paying for this, and I'm not, this is not what I wanted. And then it was
that
like,
was
even if you
had
questions, like, it's not, even if you had questions, I work there. You see me all the time. At no point did you stop me. Like, hey, I'm confused about your order. What is it that you want? Nothing. Granted, the week of the wedding, I didn't work, but I worked the week before. And the week before
that. It's not like they couldn't have called you or something.
Yeah, because they called me to tell me that they fucked up the first time. I was like, you know what? Y'all on my list. On my list. That's what it is. But finally, somebody was able to fix it for me, and they came out really cute. I don't even think I got one. I think I wound up giving most of them away, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I did get some of that cake, though. That cake was good.
Mm-hmm. What was that cream that was in it? Because that was really good. It was like a pudding or something.
It was it was strawberry and banana filling. And then it was like the frosting was like a buttercream frosting. Like, they did an amazing job. Uh-oh.
You guys should have been there. They should have been there. No, Dre is on the line, and he probably hoeing and shit.
Yeah. He in somebody club. It's Friday. Ryan probably went to sleep. You know he old.
Probably. He old. He's been drinking.
Yeah. He can't stay up past 11.
Mm. I'm glad that your day, it finished the way that you wanted it to. Because, you know, I was there. I was ready.
I know.
I was like, no. It was that I was there to be like, you know, if you need me, I'm here. Period. I don't care. I got these flats over here because, yep, I sure enough brought my flats along with me because I knew my feet was going to start hurting. Yeah, I'm here. And it was so funny. You was like, don't ask me if I need anything. You rest. Like, that's what I'm here for. Here to make sure you got everything you need.
No. Go sit down. I don't even know how many flights it was you had took before that. I was like, don't you ask me nothing. Go sit down somewhere and leave me alone.
I had work the two previous days before. Because they gave me... It was so crazy because I was only on call for 2 days. So I was like, oh, they're not going to give me no trip. They're not going to do that. They gave me a 2-day trip. And I was like, oh, shit. So I made sure that I had my stuff with me. So I stayed in Charlotte. I took the flight out that morning. And then when I got back Monday, I had a voicemail that said, hey, please call scheduling when you get this. And there's no, I didn't even come back home. I had a 4-day trip right after.
Yeah.
I had not been home in a week and a half. I just got back home for the first time on Sunday. Being gone that long. It was the first time I got home. And then I didn't even stay at home because I went and put my blood on somebody's son.
Yeah. I said, don't you ask me nothing. You go sit down somewhere.
That's a friend of mine. But yeah.
Because I knew you was tight because when I was reading what you were doing, I was like, shit, that shit made me tight.
And what's crazy, so my, the ex that got the baby with my cousin, that's how we're going to call him. So I don't even know what to call him. We're going to call him the ex that got a baby with my cousin. That's a long sentence. So he actually lives in Jersey City. But he was supposed to come home because he's in North Carolina right now, so he was supposed to come back up to New Jersey. So that he was like, well, we can hang out. And so when I would text him, I was like, hey, you know, I'm here. He was like, I'm still in North Carolina. I was like, okay. So then he's like, well, you can go into the city by yourself. Bitch, this is a strange place. I'm not going nowhere by myself. You better be glad I'm walking down here to this Ulta and this World Market by myself. And he was like, you go strange places all the time. I said, but you also have to realize that I'm usually accompanied by two white men.
There you go.
And to be honest, that's literally usually what my pilots are. It's two white men, a young one and an old one. I kid you not. It'd be that way. And what's crazy is that, the 2 days that I flew with the captain and the FO, when I came back for the 4-day trip, it was the same captain. He was like, so how was the wedding? I was like, it was fine. I said, I sweated out my hair. He's like, well, that's a good time, man. I said, this is funny. Yeah. What is that in his group chat talking about? And the fact that people are jealous of somebody's happiness, that's just some fuck shit. And
Yeah.
I just wouldn't, no, because it's your day. And I would be overjoyed beyond, I might be a little bit more happier than you. Because I'm excited. And people are so stupid. Mm-hmm. They just, like I said, jealousy is such an ugly trait. And people are, I wish I could see these goddamn likes and shit on my story. Because I put the pictures in my story, too. Let me see how many people have viewed my story. 81 for that one. Story with the girl. I'm sorry. The one with the girl talking about the math problem. The one I sent you this morning.
Yes.
Like, Kelly, you said you didn't have no friends, but you lied. Like, what?
Yes. No, it's the comedian that does those on TikTok. He is hilarious. Like, him and his little character, Derek. Like, they be getting into it. Oh, my God. That thing is so hilarious. It's a bunch of them. Because Derek, I don't know how old the little character is. He's supposed to be. But I think he's still in school. But he always getting into some shit. So one minute he like girls. The next minute he like boys. It's a mess. It's just a mess. And it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
How do you spell Derek? How does he spell his name?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's see. I think it's okay. I think I found him. I think I found him. Derek Trin.
What is Jason? The comedian's name is Jason. Oh, it's Jason Banks Comedy.
Okay. Is he on Instagram too?
Yeah.
Having a whole
So this is where the original videos are. So you scroll through them, you'll see them because everybody does, like, they do parodies of his videos. But, child, that little Derek be getting into trouble. One of the videos is hilarious.
Okay. I've seen his stuff before. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little Derek is hilarious because it was one of them that had me crying. He was, he had a friend. He was on the phone with his friend, and his friend was like, his mom and Derek's mom do the same thing. They're both prosecutors. And then the comedian was trying to correct him and tell him that, no, your mother's a prostitute. But the little character, Derek, was just like, wait, my mom's a prosecutor. He's like, ain't that the same thing? And then he found out what a prostitution was. Child, that thing had me crying. Just a mess.
Okay, yeah, I found them on Instagram. It's my boo thing. That's funny. Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
So, okay. Remember the dude I was like, if you stop entertaining these hoes, he's like, well, you have to be open to me seeing you before that happens. I laughed out loud. He's talking about some soul, .. We're going to leave you on red.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
And what's crazy, I told these niggas, like, y'all niggas don't pay me no mind.
Nope.
It takes me posting bra and panty pics for you niggas to, like, I post pictures every fucking day. Every day.
Because
I'm at work. And I be cute in my uniform and shit. But, got on regular clothes, I be cute and shit. Post some panties. Nigga, y'all like y'all ain't never seen nobody in no goddamn panties before. I had one person say that you're posting nudes. That's not nudes. I can't even talk about this with you. It's not a nude picture.
No,
nude pictures
not.
Is you seeing all my cheeks and crack. Yeah. That's what I got. Oh, yeah. Is this your child to sell drugs?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, sir. I bet you won't sleep. Who you get to? So I'm contemplating if I'm going out to San Diego. I'm contemplating if I should go. No. Oh, maybe.
Okay.
So I got weirdos in my inbox, too. So I have, like, a legit stalker. So, no, I have, a real-life stalker. So, and I'm so glad that he doesn't know what side of town I live on. Because, and what's crazy, I've known him for years. And when I used to see him out a long time ago, I would be nice and I would be cordial and I would speak. But he would never say, anything about, trying to talk to me or anything. So, over the course of the lies and few months, or like not even few months, like last year, right before I left the radio station, I gave him my number, but then I was like, I quickly regretted giving him my number because he would call me at some of the strangest times of the day and night, and then he would call back to back to back, yo, the fuck, if I ain't pick up the motherfucking phone, don't you call me the fuck back. Then, yes. After I went and picked up the phone, he would then text me. I'm like, yo, the fuck, what? So I stopped answering the phone calls and I stopped answering the text messages or whatever. And I'm like, dude, yo, stop. So now that I've been posting pictures and stuff, he was like, oh, you're so damn beautiful. And this time and that. Nigga, I've always looked the same. That's one thing about me. Like, my looks really have not changed at all. If I could put my 4-year-old self picture up and be, y'all would be like, you know what? Only thing is she got taller and she got a bigger boom.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, yeah, she cut her hair. That's about it. Nothing really much has changed about me except for that. My facial features are still the same. Like, I know. Really, this is what we're doing?
With you.
The fuck you been doing this whole goddamn time? You out here with these hoes?
No,
he was napping. He was napping.
I was not napping.
What were you doing?
Okay.
I was knocked the fuck out.
You see? We done talked about the wedding. We done talked about how drunk she was. How...
Right, when y'all started talking about that feminine shit, it kind of like, I was like, all right, well, let me just do this right quick. Next thing I know, I was like, oh.
So now you wake up.
I am
for
a boy, Damon.
Whatever. But I just like, he's such a weirdo. He's a weirdo. And I don't do weirdos well. How you gonna do it? Like, you're weird. And he probably might be a really good guy, but I just don't do weird dudes.
No, he's probably a nice guy, upstanding citizen, except for the 4 people that he's killed.
Right, like the 4 people, or the 4 people that live in his area.
No, you got it wrong. He killed 4 people, but 5 people live in his head.
Hell, I don't. 12 of them motherfuckers could be camping out, as far as I know. But I don't want to know that they. Oh, I don't know nobody. This is so weird. Like, you sent me literally, you sent me a DM. You sent me an inbox. You commented on the post. You liked the post on Instagram. God damn, what the fuck? You're gonna like it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Block your ass. Block it. You ain't gonna be able to see nothing, eh? You block your ass. I just can't. I can't deal with it. I can't deal. I don't like shit like that. That makes me feel like that you are. And I even made the comment to the man in the suit that I felt like I had a stalker, and he was like, "Do you need me to take care of it?" And I was like, "No. What the fuck you gonna do?" Like,
oh Lord,
what you gonna do? That's one of the people that probably did some extra shit to my picture. But, hey, neither here nor there. Like I said, I could probably get some footage of that shit. But,
Lord,
really weird.
I cannot. If they didn't, they will now.
What? Well, I mean, I could shoot a text message and be like, oh, what you doing? What you doing? I don't be caring. Yeah, they don't
care. I dare you. Do it. Do it, nigga. I don't think you can do it. Prove me wrong. Do it.
Uh-uh. You've met me, right?
I think you're talking shit. I don't think you're able to do it.
Oh, shit.
Keisha Taylor?
Oh,
ma'am,
shit.
Ron might not know the history of me and the man.
Oh, shit.
But you do. You do. You know that he's
yep.
petty.
Yep. Ron? Ron. Yes.
I don't know about the history of it. All I know is about to give a fuck about it. And I have no give a fuck about it. No, then
because what?
You can't do it. So either prove us wrong or just be that guy. You right, son.
Oh, shit. Self-pity. Did you pleasure yourself to one of my pictures?
What was that? Megan Cole?
No. I sent the text message.
Oh, okay.
You think I... Megan, what? Let me tell you what you think you got me fucked up at. If you have not seen or learned anything from me, I am a person of my word, and I don't play no goddamn game.
Indeed.
So I don't know who you thought you was talking to today, or if you had met me before, and we've been together for years. I just don't understand. You felt like doing some shit today. It was in your plan. Like, you know what? I was going to feel like I'm going to be combative with her today. Hey, got a message back. Yep.
Oh.
So, yeah. Please understand. It's not a game. It's not a game.
I mean, if you want the truth, I was just talking shit and wanted to be a troublemaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it.
And I'm for the shits today.
I see.
I can send some niggas back to the streets if you want me to. That
kind of the streets don't want them niggas. They picking up good bitches. Mm-mm.
Say what?
The streets
what
don't want them niggas.
Yo, the streets can have you. We have you. I don't want you.
What was that?
That was me. That was me. How that? That was me.
Wait, can I tell y'all something?
Whatever. What?
So, my next door neighbor is dumb as fucking shit. Okay.
You know that this is what B32 whatever she is.
Right. So.
Okay.
This heifer, my daughter is watching her daughter, right? So my daughter doesn't necessarily like to spend time in her house. So she brings the child over to our house. No problem. The maintenance man comes, and they're working in my neighbor's house. So I send her a text. The maintenance man is in your house. Just an FYI. Okay? Exact verbiage of said message. She then calls my dude. Yo, you in my house? Nah. Ron just said he seen you in my house. Are you in my house? Yes or no? No, nigga. All right, I just want to make sure nothing's wrong inside. Like, huh? So he come to me and like, yeah, I just talked to her. So we confused. So I go and I look at the fucking message. Just an FYI. The nigga who she called, his name is Fly. So this
Lord have mercy.
FYI.
She don't understand that FYI mean for your information, Lord.
Is that dumb? I giggled my ass off when I realized that she just was fucking incorrigible and she was just a dumb fucking little waste of a back shot I've seen in some time.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm saying the back shot that, you know what I'm saying, that was used to get her into this world, it was fucking wasted. Anyway. So we finished with jealousy?
Can we, nigga, shut up. I feel like terrorizing some niggas in my dog on inbox.
How?
I just feel like terrorizing some little niggas. I just feel like it.
How would you do that?
I feel like I'm just giving them some hopes and some dreams and then shut them down. I feel like it.
Tell them another picture. But just half the picture.
I don't even know which one I can feed. I don't even know which one I can post.
No, I'm saying get another picture and put a fucking filter on it. You only show half the picture.
Okay, I'm gonna send the picture to the group chat. How about this? I'm sending them to the group chat.
Okay.
Be a good boy and I'll send the other half.
Oh, no.
Y'all already seen the other black and white. So I ain't gonna send that one again. How y'all sister? And then looking at the pictures in the group chat. Shut up, Jamie. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. It's realistic for me. That's what it'd be. It'd be realistic for me.
Yeah. I think that last one, just go ahead and fuck them on up because that's in color. That is a nice shade of red lipstick, though.
Girl, that is that Fenty red lipstick.
Oh, yes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Nigga,
that one. Which one?
With you fucking on your stomach and your feet crossed and you smiling.
There's a couple of them.
Nigga.
There's not
a few of them with your legs crossed and you on the fucking couch on your knees and you smiling. There's not a couple that's like that.
It's three
that
of them.
That you just sent up.
Oh, the second to the last one.
That
with my
one.
Hand on my
yeah.
face?
On your chin, yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Okay. With my hands? Will my mouth open a little bit? You can see my teeth?
Yes, you can see a bit of your teeth. Yes, nigga, that one. Yes.
Okay, that one.
Yes,
okay. Because it's... Wrong. You have to go through them. There are more pictures in there, you know?
No, I got you, but you only sent a couple of them to us, so, I mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, them the ones I sent.
Got you.
I do like
I got
one
you. So, you know what I realized, though? I also realized that you send these, you go have motherfuckers following you like breadcrumbs and Hansel and Gretel and all kind of shit like this.
They're going to be looking for me. They're going to be looking for me in daylight with a goddamn flashlight.
And candles.
Not candlesticks. Talking about y'all seen her. Tell me, have you seen her?
Nigga, you remember how they was fucking walking through the town looking for fucking Frankenstein? With the fucking lit fucking fires and all kind of shit niggas is looking for you. Mm-hmm. All kind
of
shit.
I don't know what they're looking at me for.
Yeah, you do.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. I even told somebody, like, this ain't what you want. I'm not what you want. It's clear that I'm not what you want. No, I'm not what you want.
It's clear that you are a troublemaker.
Yeah. And you got niggas rethinking their relationship. Yo, that's what I was sitting here like, yo, nigga, the fuck? You in a whole goddamn relationship. A whole one. Been in it. Hell, I'm telling you, nigga, you in a relationship. And they're like, nah, we just going through some things. No, nigga, you had problems yesterday.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
You ain't had no problems yesterday. You did not have no problems. And all of a sudden, I post a picture. Y'all niggas got relationship problems. Get the fuck out of here. The fuck I look like. And like I said, why am I going to want some shit that I had, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm definitely not the same person I was in high school. Mm-mm. Hell, I'm not even the same person that you met when I was in college. I'm going to tell you some shit done changed. And, yeah, had you sitting somewhere crying, talking about some, I don't know what she did to me. I don't know. And now she won't return my phone calls and she won't call me back.
I am done with you.
Why are you done with me?
You are officially too fucking much.
What? Like, who mother? They go looking for Dre, talking about some man. You seen him? You talk to him? Why she ain't turning my call? All he gonna say is, man, all she do is work. I don't know why she ain't returning your phone call. She ain't never at home. She be flying around. Cause that's just when people be like, where your best friend at? He's like, man, she flying. She in the sky.
Boss.
I don't know where she is. This nigga said boss, dummy. Thank you. I don't know. Listen, I have no idea, but I definitely tell you I'm not 18, 19, no more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little seasoned at this point. I'm a little seasoned. Especially if you've been fucking the same thing for 20 years. I definitely what you want.
You stupid.
Talking about calling, talking something. Tell your mama I ain't coming home.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean
unless you a nigga
like,
that shit. Unless you an ain't shit nigga. Then if you've been fucking somebody for 20 years, you don't even know how to come at bitches nowadays.
You don't. You do not. It's a different breed out here in these streets, and this ain't what
whole
you
different.
Want. This ain't what you want, partner. This ain't what you want. Send your ass. You
mind
coming back to
take your behind
right
on back home.
Now, pardon me.
Let that be that.
A part of me is confused that you're adding yourself into the current crop of people in these streets. And you would be one of the oldest.
She just got married. She just got married. She ain't too far from the street, but she remember the street.
Right.
She can remember the street.
You stupid.
Yeah, I remember. It ain't been but like 2 weeks. I remember. I'm not going, but I remember.
She will encourage her friends to go back to the street.
I watch it from my window.
I watch it from my window. It's real entertainment.
Yeah. I watch the streets from my window.
I don't know the fuck
is that. I'm not going, but I watch it.
Oh, man.
I just be trying to put my little buns on somebody's son, and these niggas is
you stupid.
The worst. I just be trying, you know. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, I'm here for it today, and then sometimes I'm like, you know what, never mind. I'm gonna put these buns on myself because I'm tired of these niggas. Let's be honest. You know,
where is my furthest outfit? Is my feet a cold?
But yeah, going back to the street, But this nigga talking about me. Yeah, we've been together for 20 years, and he said some shit like the last 8 years have been bad. Then nigga, the fuck was you still paying for the last 18 goddamn years for? Who the fuck stays
in
some shit?
Oh, okay, I get it. He one of them dudes that if he ain't got nowhere to go and he can't stay on his mama couch, so he just got to stay and deal with it.
Oh, he definitely can't come to my house. He definitely can't come to my house.
Wow.
Homeless
sexual.
We talking about it. Homeless sexual. And they ain't got shit to do with
mm-hmm.
me. Cause nigga, guess what? I ain't never at home. So guess what? You can't say him. And I feel like I'm gonna be real honest with y'all. When dudes, like now, if they find out that I'm a flight attendant or whatever, I feel like they're gonna be like, so let me be your registered companion. And I gotta be like, no, bitch, I don't know you. And I gotta stop talking to you because you tried to use me for my flight benefits.
I'm done.
What are you done for? You would say the same thing.
I mean, they're not going to be fucking cut off because they, you know what I'm saying, try to manipulate and get over, you know what I'm saying, get something. Because I would probably try the same thing.
Nigga.
If I didn't know no better, being the person that I am, I'm observant and I recognize shit, so I know better.
Well, guess what? I observe shit, and I know better, and I ain't the one for you to try to get over on. Because I'm going to call you on your shit before you even pay your shit.
Fuck them niggas.
Like, prime example. I'm hanging with my homie the other day. And so he's like, just some chick want him to come take a look at her motorcycle. And I was like, well, I'll ride with you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no problem. So he was like, well, yeah, she kind of liked me. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So did you tell her I was riding with you? And he was like, yeah. I told her that my best friend was riding with me. I was like, nigga, I'm not your best friend. I am not your best friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your best friend. And we best friends, and I don't know what type of best friends we need. But, so we get there or whatever, and she's a steady mo, just touching and feeling and flirting. I said, you had sex with her, huh? He was like, what? I said, nah, nigga, you done hit that little bitty ass, ain't you? Because she ain't got no ass at all.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
but your ass done hit it. He was like, maybe once or twice, nigga, you did it. So it ain't no once or twice to it. You slept with that girl. I said, he was like, it was just so boring. I said, oh, Lord. People still having boring sex in the world? Where did it? Supposed to be an adventure every single time. Sorry, this is my life. I don't know about anybody else. But, I feel. But, yeah. Throw that ass in the circle. Has been, this is what the show has been brought to you today by. Throw that ass in the circle.
Yes.
Dre must be really out here hoeing in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me tell y'all. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all this, and then we're going to get off the show. So when I did get home yesterday, do y'all know he tried to place blame on me because he's been out here hoeing in these streets because I ain't been home?
Wait. So he trying to say it's your fault that he was hoeing because you wasn't here.
Right. Because I've been working.
So you tell Dre when to come in the house?
Girl, I don't tell him nothing. He is not my child. He is responsible for his own self. Just like when I'm out in my life, I'm responsible for my own self. So I was like, how does you going out here smashing these holes got to do with me? Like, I be at work. I ain't out here in the world smashing the holes. I'm working, making this paper. But he told me it was my fault that he was out. Now, keep in mind, when we was getting on the show, I saw him leave. That's why I asked, where you going? Because I was in my car. I had just pulled up. But he didn't see me. That's why I'm telling y'all, he's going to mess around, and he's going to have to sat his ass down somewhere. Now he's hoeing in any street.
All I'm saying is COVID ain't going yet.
It sure enough ain't. And these niggas out here walking around with no goddamn mask on their face and talking about some I'm vaccinated. I don't see no code. I need to see your code. I need to see your proof. I need to see your vaccination passport, please. Thank you. Please and thank you. No. I don't know irresponsible individuals. Oh, Lord, I got one to know. But, yeah, I don't do them. So, be out there in the street. If he get COVID, he can't stay here. You don't have to quarantine at that whole house.
Oh, Lord.
What I mean is from the bottom of my heart. And y'all know I do. Nope. But yeah, I'm responsible for his hoeing in these streets. How I'm responsible for it, I don't know. He has no self-control. What the hell? You okay?
Mm-mm.
Did smoke go down the wrong way?
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh. I'm better.
Okay. I'm good. Did you hold your arm up in the air and make sure that she wasn't choking?
Something like that.
You're on your back.
You stupid. My arm's too short to box with God.
Okay. It's time to wrap this up. What? Okay.
On that note.
Go back to sleep. While Dre go do some shit and I try, and you know what, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm not gonna try on these outfits that I just got. I'll try them on tomorrow.
Man, you're business. Cue the white woman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. I have to, because I was on my phone, and I'm not on my laptop, because my laptop's in the fall. Okay. Oh, no, Dre gone. He hung up. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So we got recorded time this week, so if y'all want to go back and listen to the beginning of the show, you can always go back and listen. So I'm about to see the white woman. Y'all be good. We should be here next week. We should be here.
Okay. All
right.
Same time, same place, different shenanigans. We'll be here.
All right.
We'll talk to each other later. All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.